Want to learn how to make an amazing podcast, kind of like this one?
Check out NPR's podcast about the Student Podcast Challenge. It's full of tips and tricks and bits of inspiration. There's new episodes every Sunday.
That's NPR's Student Podcast Challenge, the podcast. Listen now.
Happy Friday, everyone, from NPR Music and All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Ann Powers.
Hello.
And Stephen Thompson.
Hello, Robin.
It's New Music Friday, and we're looking at the best albums out on January 17th, starting with Bombay Bicycle Club and Everything Else Has Gone Wrong. Is it real? Bombay Bicycle Club is the band. The album is Everything Else Has Gone Wrong. And this song is called Is It Real? This is a band from the UK. We've been following off and on for a good while now. They went on about a four-year hiatus, and they're back now with this new album. Wasn't a long break, but they sound really reinvigorated to me.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like you said, this record really does feel invigorated, and it also, like, it's conceptually sound. It's an album about finding hope and contentment as the world falls apart around you. And when we talk about the themes of albums in the year 2020, that is one of the central themes that bands are tapping into. And I think this one does so really effectively.
Yeah, definitely. I think they're thinking about Brexit, the way that bands in America are thinking about certain
everything
things. And it shows, you know, the conviction, the commitment shows.
It was produced by John Congleton, who is sort of the go-to guy when you want to sound reinvigorated. Bombay Bicycle Club is the band, and the album is called Everything Else Has Gone Wrong. We got a lot of albums to get through on this week's New Music Friday, so let's go next to The Innocence Mission. They're back with a new one called See You Tomorrow.
Their brothers Williams said you don't ever talk. I know you best, and I see you shine a million stars out in the very dark. Brilliant tourmaline, golden copper light. Don't pay attention to them, okay? Tomorrow, today. Today, tomorrow, I'll see you tomorrow, I'll see you tomorrow. The kindness of your face does not go unrecognized, has not refused to shine. In this most difficult time, leaves of forestry, the currents of a sea, have to laugh the mystery and have no tears that there can be no better.
This is The Innocence Mission. The album is See You Tomorrow, and this is the opening cut, The Brothers Williams Said. And NPR Music's Lars Gotrich joins us to talk about this one. Hey, Lars.
Doesn't that just slow down your entire day listening to
Oh, in the most beautiful and necessary way. I know you've told me you're a super fan that can talk at great length about The Innocence Mission. But in a nutshell, remind us who they are, and then we can get into why you're loving this one so much.
The Innocence Mission is the husband and wife duo of Karen and Don Paris. They've been making music for over three decades now. And, you know, they have a mode. It's very quiet. It's very reflective and very atmospheric. But it's all very much grounded by Karen's voice and this supreme detail in her lyrics about the everyday. They're like simple images, but they are rendered quite beautifully. There's a song called Movie, and in it she sings, "California windmills, let the arms move the other way, turn around the days." And these are the kinds of small, simple images that do little twists in your brain when you're just like sitting and listening to it on like a subway ride home, or when you're just quietly reflecting on your day. And here's a band that's quietly made a career of tenderness, mm-hmm. which is not something you can say about.
We're going to go all in on tenderness.
Yeah, right?
We'll kill.
I mean, I think this is, maybe this is the theme of our show today. That's a much needed emotion and practice. Let's call it a practice.
The Innocence Mission is the band. The album is called See You Tomorrow. Thanks, Lars.
Thanks, Robin.
And from the Innocence Mission, let's go next to the singer Halsey. She's got a new album called Manic.
I want to start this out and say, I gotta get it off my chest. Got no anger, got no malice, just a little bit of regret. No, nobody else will tell you, so there's some things I gotta say. Gonna jot it down and then get it out, and then I'll be on my way. No, you're not half the man you think that you are, and you can't fill the hole inside of you with money, drugs, and cars. I'm so glad so sorry.
This is Halsey, the singer Halsey. Her new album is called Manic, and this song is called You Should Be Sad. She's obviously a massive pop singer. She's sold millions of records, many, many billions of streams.
Something like 25 billion yeah. streams.
And you know, she's just 25 in. And I know when you were working on our Turning the Tables series not long ago, listeners voted her as one of the most influential women musicians of the 21st century.
Halsey is someone who really connects with her audience. She is a very powerful avatar for young people, for their struggles with mental health. She's been open about her own struggles with mental health. Musically, I think she really defines her generation by making pop music that jumps, you know, from alternative rock to glossy pop to hip hop elements all together. Sometimes I think her wide range of interests have caused her music to be a little bit unfocused. But I think on this new record, we're hearing a sound emerge that's pretty interesting. It's, you know, it's quirky, it's theatrical. The songs have hooks, but they're also really confrontational in a way, and self-confrontational. And she seems to be coming into her own. The person she reminds me of the most, although her voice isn't like this person's, is Pink.
Yeah, she is. She's a force, man. I mean, she's been a go-to musical guest on Saturday Night Live. It seems like every few months she pops up on that show again. She's actually hosted Saturday Night Live, and she's a pretty good comic actor. She's a painter. She's just this very, very kind of multimedia talent.
Halsey is the singer whose new album is called Manic. Let's go next to the band Little Big Town. The country band Little Big Town has a new record called Nightfall.
I turn the bathroom light on to take my makeup off. Look at myself in the eye and wonder why I wear it anyway. Another car drives by, I wonder where you are. The kids are all in bed, and everything but you is in its place. From the street view looking in, it's pretty as a picture. A home sweet home. Sometimes I wish I liked.
I love a good drop.
Little Chills. Big Town.
Oh, man.
Me too. I really did. Little Big Town. The album is called Nightfall, and this really powerful song is called Sugar Coat, a band originally from Alabama that's been making music for more than 20 years. And Anne, I know that you're really loving this one this week.
Nightfall is a beautiful example of what this quartet does best. They're incredible at harmonies, two women, two men. They also have this stunning featured voice in Karen Fairchild, who you heard on the song we just listened to. And this record really makes a mood over the course of its tracks. You know, it is a journey. Some of the songs are fun. You know, there's some wine, beer, whiskey kind of songs. Several of them offer beauty, and then within the beauty are these messages. Like that song, Sugarcoat, you know, about a possibly abusive marriage. There's another song that was one of my very favorites of last year called The Daughters, which is about the unrealistic image that young girls have to live up to, and you're feeling confined within that. It's just this blend of intelligence, emotional intelligence, and just killer production. It's early, but it is definitely going on my year-end list. I'm just saying that.
This is very adult. This is very adult songwriting. These are songs for grown-ups, about grown-ups. I mean, you heard it in Sugarcoat, the song we played at the top of this segment. These are deeply human songs.
Little Big Town is the band. The album is called Nightfall. Let's do one more before we take a break. This comes from the rapper Mac Miller, a posthumous release from him called Circles.
Might just turn around to 180. I ain't politicking, I ain't kissing no baby. It's the devil on my doorstep being so shady. Don't trip, we don't gotta let him in. Don't trip. Hey, yeah. I let it go, but I never go with it. Yeah, okay, cool as fall weather. Fuck the bullshit, I'm here to make it all better with a little music for you. I don't do enough for you. Without you, it's the color blue. Oh, don't trip. I was in the city, they was talking that shit. Had the homies with me, all of a sudden they split. We ain't even worried, we just laughing, that's rich. You know how it goes, it ain't broke, don't fix. Hey, one of these days we'll all get by. Don't be afraid, don't fall.
Think I lost my mind.
This is Mac Miller. His new album is called Circles, and the song we're listening to is called Blue World. And in PR Music, Sydney Madden joins us for this one. Hey, Sydney.
What's up, Robin?
Mac Miller, of course, died back in September of 2018. This is the album that he was working on at the time of his death. Producer John Bryan finished the project, kind of guided by his time that he spent with Mac Miller and the conversations they had. And as great as it is to have this record, it's really kind of a heartbreaking listen.
Yeah, I think what a lot of this record is meant to do is not only complete his thought and his thesis on swimming in circles, that was the concept that was shared, but also give fans a little bit of closure. This is Mac's sixth album, his first posthumous release. It was released by his family. And as you said, Robin, after Mac's passing in 2018, John Bryan, the producer, who is the producer for most of this project, he really took it upon himself to finish the thought that Mac was really trying to get out for this. And there is a certain weight to a lot of what he's saying, because some of it feels like there's a tone of resignation, or even when there's levity, like, you know, it's going to be part of a bigger picture of sadness. But I always feel that the silver lining with getting these posthumous albums is that you know, some songs that are never polished or finished or squeaky clean, you get to hear the person's process a lot more. And there are moments on here that feel unfinished, and that's okay, you know? There are glimmers of mumbled melodies. There are verses elsewhere that don't, you know, complete their couplets, but you can really hear that Mac was processing so much, even in the production. He was a dope producer in his own right. Like, the drums are really strong on here. There's a lot of bounce to it, but I like that it feels like we were in the middle of this process with him.
As you said, there's a lot of sad resignation in these songs. He owns up to a lot of the problems that he had. We heard a song called Blue World. Let's listen to a little bit of one called That's On Me. You know, there's another song that called Circles where he acknowledges his, you know, battles with substance abuse and addiction. And he says, basically says that he's tried to change and he can't. And, you know, there's another track called Complicated where he says people want to live forever, but that's way too long for me. He just wants
to give me a day. He's like, that's too much for me. Just give me one good day and I'll be happy.
Yeah.
Like, you could tell he was trying to make baby steps every day.
Yeah. The late Mac Miller is the rapper. His posthumous release is called Circles. Thanks, Sydney.
Thank you.
We still have a handful of albums that we want to play for this week's New Music Friday, along with our lightning round of other notable releases. But first, we need to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from K. Buxbaum in support of the David Gilkey and Zabiula Tamana Memorial Fund, established to strengthen NPR's commitment to training and protecting journalists in high-risk environments. Support for NPR comes from Newman's Own Foundation, working to nourish the common good by donating all profits from Newman's Own food products to charitable organizations that seek to make the world a better place. More information is available at newmansownfoundation.org.
It's NPR's New Music Friday from All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Ann Powers and Stephen Thompson, and we're looking at the best albums out on January 17th. We start the second half of our show off with Muramasa and the album RYC.
I want to be free. Remember how we used to be. Sit at home and dream. Stare at each other like TV. Teenage headache dreams. Come back to me at night and try as though I might to live for now. I don't know how. I just feel down. Teenage headache dreams. Seems like the good time's over.
Muramasa is the artist, RYC is the album, and this song is Teenage Headache Dreams. This is the work of producer, songwriter, and electronic artist Alex Crossan. RYC stands for Raw Youth Collage, and he's a young guy, just 23. Does sing on this record, but it's kind of a guest-heavy album that dips into a lot of different genres.
Yeah, you mentioned a lot of the guests. Claro, pop breakthrough artist who I really love. Slow Tie, Ellie Ravzel of Wolf Alice, Georgia, who we talked about on this show recently. And, you know, this is a record about not only nostalgia, but embracing escapism, you know, as a way of getting through life. Another theme we talk about on this show a lot.
Yeah, and like despite the names like No Hope Generation and is one of the cuts, and then Teenage Headache Dreams, which we played, that he really, like you said, this is about embracing joy, even if that means believing in something that isn't even true,
right?
But maybe half true, just, you know, because you need it. Muramasa is the artist. RYC is the album. Let's go next to 070 Shake, the singer and rapper 070 Shake, and her new record, Modus Vivendi.
Mm-hmm. you ever say you wanna? Summer. Every day you run away from something, but you don't know just why you hate this someone.
But you ain't know why you spilled your wine. Gemini, see both sides. Trade this ring for peace inside. In plain sight, waving my arms, heaven's alright. Bones and soil, fertilize. Face your fear and face the truth. Me and you, we were one. That was once, but now we're two.
This is the singer and rapper 070 Shake. Her new album is called Modus Vivendi, and the song that we're listening to is called Divorce. And NPR music contributor Mano Sundaresan joins us to talk about this one. Hey, Mano.
Hey, how's it going?
So let's start with who 070 Shake is. I think she's going to be new to a lot of people.
If you happen to be listening to Kanye's album from 2018, Ye, there's probably the best track on there. And on, in my opinion, one of the best songs he's made in the past maybe 4 years or so is Ghost Town. And it has this really awesome, you know, outro with this really mysterious anonymous artist with this really kind of soaring voice, and she was talking about, you know, feeling invincible and putting her hand on the stove to see if it still bleeds, and it's just this bizarre, fiery outro. And turns out that artist is 070 Shake. She's been signed to Kanye's label since 2016. That label would be Good Music. She's from New Jersey, and she actually came up in the town, just like in her town, her small town in New Jersey, as this like street baller. She was one of the best basketball players in her town. And that's where the name Shake comes from. In high school, she and her friends started the collective 070, and they put out music together. So this debut album, Modus Vivendi, is a long time coming. But I'm glad we're getting it, because Good Music, with all due respect to the label, has had a weird history of kind of flubbing a lot of their developing artists. But I think they got this one right, and 070 Shake really delivers with this album.
Yeah, as novel and inventive as the sound is, what really jumped out about this record for me is just the searing honesty of what she's saying. I mean, she is writing songs about depression and self-harm and just some really intense feelings. And I just imagine, you know, when Kanye West is casting around looking for artists to elevate, I'm sure that so much of what he's looking for and so much of what anyone who's listening to just a sea of new music is looking for is something distinct and personal, and where you're just leaving yourself on the page and leaving yourself exposed in this really powerful way. And that's what listeners respond to. And that's, I'm sure, what Kanye West heard when he opted to bring her on board with this label. I agree with you that this is really a standout for that Good Music project.
070 Shake is the artist. Her new album is Modus Vivendi. Thanks, Mano.
Thank you.
All right, up next, Alice Bowman. The singer Alice Bowman has a new record called Dream On.
I live in a lie. I live in a dream. I'm scared of losing. I'm scared of everything. I escape my mind. I choose to not see. Is right.
This is the singer Alice Bowman. Her album is called Dream On, and this really gorgeous song is called Who Knows. She's a singer Bob Boylan turned me on to a few years ago. She's from Sweden, and she does so much with so little on this record. I think it's just gorgeous.
I listen to this record, and I'm right back at the Bang Bang Bar, the Roadhouse in Twin Peaks.
Totally.
From that lineage of Julie Cruz, you know, Angelo Badalamenti, the Twin Peaks music, but also I think reaching back to Nico. It's this kind of world of female voices where a dream easily drifts into a nightmare, very atmospheric, almost psychedelic in its stillness and minimalism. Alice Bowman has an interesting story. She recorded her first EP a few years ago and intended it to just be demos and sent it to Adrian Recordings, a record label, and they decided to release it. So she makes music that, you know, really is private, starts in a very private place and has never pushed herself to put an ornate frame around it. I think really going even deeper into the mood of interiority on this full-length album, her first full-length album, than she ever has before.
Yeah, the producer, Patrick Berger, who worked on it, he normally works with artists like Robin and Charlie XCX. Alice's music is not that, but he said about working with her that he had no idea music so quiet could be so intense, and that's what it is. Alice Bowman is the singer. Her new album is called Dream On. We still have one album that we want to play for this week's New Music Friday, but we've got a whole bunch that we want to mention in this lightning round. I'll start with David Dondero, the singer-songwriter. David Dondero, a favorite of Bob Boylan's and mine for many years. He's back with a new album called The Filter Bubble Blues. The band Holy F has an album out called Deleter. The band of Montreal, the Athens, Georgia sort of psychedelic dream pop band of Montreal, has a new one out called You Are Fun. The band Pine Grove is back with a new album called Marigold, and we'd be playing something from it, but Bob Boylan is going to do a whole big feature with them that should be up on All Songs Considered sometime next week. Also, the band White Horses, the rock band White Horses, and that's spelled W-H-Y-T-E, has a new covers album called Hard Times with a lot of interesting song choices on it, including this killer version of the song Bang Bang, White Horses, Hard Times.
I have two records I really want to highlight this week. One is by one of my favorite bands out of Americana, who I love so much as people and as artists, and that's Della May, the all-women supergroup, came out of the bluegrass world. But their new album, Headlight, goes in new directions for them. It is feminist. It is party music. It is traditional. It is innovative. It's all those things. Really a great record. And Marcus King Band, El Dorado. This is a young, hot guitar player from South Carolina, also great singer, reinventing Southern rock. His record El Dorado is on Easy Eye Sound and is produced by Dan Auerbach of the Black Keys, who, of course, produced Yola's incredible debut last year. So I think we're going to see both Marcus King and Della May at the Americana Awards when they happen this year later.
Yeah. There's so much more.
Continue, please.
Theophilus London, kind of an esoteric pop artist with Caribbean roots. He has a new album called Bebe, B-E-B-E-Y. The long-running Austin band And You Will Know Us by The Trail of Dead has an album that's about as ambitious as its title, X: The Godless Void and Other Stories. Algiers, an NPR Music favorite, has a new album called There Is No Year. Seamus Egan from the Irish group Solas has a lovely album of instrumentals called Early Bright. A Girl Called Eddie, the artist Erin Moran, has her first album in 16 years. It's called Been Around. And finally, a band from my late childhood, early college years, Pale Saints. There's a 30th anniversary, oof boy, I'm getting old.
Yeah.
30th anniversary reissue of a terrific album from 1990 called The Comforts of Madness.
All that music out now on January 17th, along with the last one we want to play. It comes from Bill Fay, the singer Bill Fay. It's called Countless Branches.
A head kneel, forgotten everything. When I heard you drown laughing in the rain, and I am filled with wonder once again. Yeah, I am filled with wonder once again.
Bill Fay is the singer. His album is Countless Branches, and this song is called Filled with Wonder Again. I thought this was actually a nice companion piece to the Alice Bowman.
And the Innocence Mission,
that
too.
That too. But, you know, just like lyrically and musically, they all kind of swim around in the same waters, I think.
Yeah, Bill Fay, a British singer-songwriter, put out a couple albums in the early 70s and then disappeared.
Yeah.
For decades, was rediscovered in a reissue campaign, and his music just exudes accumulated wisdom. He is now 76 years old, and man, the fact that that song is called Filled with Wonder Again... Every Bill Fay song could be the whatever title it is, followed by the parentheses with the words "filled with wonder again,"
and you have wonder again,
and you have the Bill Fay oeuvre. These are songs of grace and wonder, and I love him.
I think they're also songs of quiet complexity, and that's why Bill Fay is a favorite of people like Jim O'Rourke and Jeff Tweedy, you know, rockers who are innovative in a quiet way sometimes in their own music. I've been thinking a lot about how older artists today are in a great position because the record industry has fallen apart and reconstituted itself, and it's allowed older artists like this to make music on their own terms without having to worry about silly things like having a hit. You know, I mean, Bill Fay is exactly where he should be. He's among his devoted fan base, and hopefully everything he does at this point in his life, some more people discover him. But really, this feels very intrinsic. It feels like it comes from an absolutely genuine place, and I love that a 76-year-old artist can make a record like this.
And making up for lost time, it's his third album since 2012. I think what I love so much about his music is that you can tell he just stands in awe at the mystery of life, right? Mm-hmm. At just how inexplicably vast and confounding it is, you know, both in its ugliest moments and most beautiful. And like you said, Stephen, he can sum up all of life in just a few words, like filled with wonder again. There's a song on here called Time's Going Somewhere. And then I think of Life is People, which was the name of his 2012 record. It's just like, yeah, that's everything you need in three words.
All you need to throw in is a streak of the bleakest fatalism imaginable, and you have Robin Hilton in a nutshell.
Well, I didn't know about Bill Fay until he came back in 2012 with Life is People, and I've been a super fan ever since. Bill Fay is the singer. His new album is called Countless Branches, and that'll do it for New Music Friday this week. Thanks, Ann.
Thank you so much.
And Stephen.
Thank you, Robin.
If you want to hear full versions of the songs that we featured on this week's show, along with a whole bunch of other new tracks out this week, go to our website, npr.org/allsongs. You can also listen in both Apple Music and Spotify. Just open those apps and search for NPR's New Music Friday playlist. And as always, a reminder to sign up for our newsletter to keep up with all the latest from NPR Music, including Tiny Desks, music news, special features, and more. Just go to npr.org/music-newsletter. That's all one word, music newsletter. And for NPR Music and All Songs Considered, I'm Robin Hilton. Be well, have a great weekend, and treat yourself to lots of music.